Well, there's certainly no lack of big stories that we've had. And Paul, you had one of them when we've talked about what's going on in our region, expansion. This project at Bakery Square is really impressive. And we happen to have the co-founder and president of Walnut Capital Management, the brains behind Bakery Square and beyond, Todd Reedborn. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you? And thanks for that introduction.
Oh, man, I'm glad to talk to you. We always appreciate visionaries like you who put your money where your mouth is and invested in our town. So this has been a process. Paul and I were just talking about it, this expansion, just to get all the permitting and everything done. It's been a while, hasn't it?
It really has been. It's been at least 2 years, probably longer than that, that we've been meeting with the community groups and working it out. And, you know, I guess there's that expression, good things come to those who wait. But it's a kind of a shame that it's taken so long. But, you know, we're really excited about looking forward. This is really the largest underdeveloped piece of land on our AI Avenue, you know, which is where the, you know, the new companies are located all over from all over the world coming to Pittsburgh. So we're excited about an opportunity that we have now to accommodate really anybody, any size of company that wants to come to Pittsburgh, wants to be in the heart of the AI Avenue ecosystem. We're ready for them. So we're, you know, again, we're very bullish on the future of Pittsburgh, and we're excited about it.
Todd, this 14-acre expansion of Bakery Square, in what directions does that go? Give us in your mind's eye how that lays out.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, it's just to the west of Bakery Square. It's the old shopping center. There's Staples there. There's Trader Joe's. There's other great retailers there. We're going to work with everybody to try to accommodate them as well as really increase the density. I mean, what Pittsburgh and what AI Avenue is all about is bringing companies from all over the city, all over the region, all over the world to Pittsburgh. You know, I was just at that great conference last week that was Josh Shapiro and Senator McCormick were there. And, you know, we had some of the greatest minds from all over the world there saying what a great place Pittsburgh is. But with Carnegie Mellon being the anchor, we're so close by, and now we can have the ability to increase the density, do office, do retail, do places for people to live, all in the ecosystem of this AI Avenue.
Well, that said, the entire region seems to be getting a boost all the way around. And are you hearing from people outside looking in? You just said you talked to some of those people at the conference, but what are people asking you about Pittsburgh? Like, what's going on, Todd?
Well, I think we're on the map again. I mean, I give so much credit to Josh Shapiro and to Senator Dave McCormick. Here's two guys that are on opposite ends of the political spectrum. You know, I'm a good Democrat. I believe in Josh Shapiro. I believe in everything he does. I don't agree with everything Senator McCormick says or does, but they're all Team PA, and we're Team PA, too, which means that we want Pennsylvania to grow. We want our Allegheny County, the region, to grow. And we want Pittsburgh to grow. And Senator McCormick, you know, is a person who's committed to that. And I think by, you know, sponsoring this seminar, he's showing that we can all work together. That's sort of the secret sauce of Pittsburgh. I think we've lost it, you know, in the last few years, but I'm really bullish about the future. You know, we can work on a bipartisan way. We can bring all the resources we have. And I think people all over the country and all over the world, I'm getting texts from friends say, hey, I saw, you know, Pittsburgh's on CNN, Pittsburgh's in the Wall Street Journal. You know, we're seeing about the great things happening in Pittsburgh. And I think that's good for everybody here.
Todd, in terms of the actual mix of what you're going to be doing in this 14 acres, I guess it's a mix of not only affordable housing, but obviously housing units plus businesses. Like, for one example, what happens to Trader Joe's in this transaction? The grocery store is a big deal, right?
Absolutely a big deal, and we're committed 100% to keep Trader Joe's there. They're a huge anchor here. We heard in every community meeting that people want their Trader Joe's. I think it's the only one in the city of Pittsburgh, so it's definitely staying. But we'll work around it. I mean, the beauty of this SB district, you know, I'm as kind of a zoning wonk. I like to talk about zoning, but the beautiful thing about an SB district is it gives us the flexibility to adapt to the market. It's a true mixed-use development. So, you know, we can put a combination of retail, office, living, housing, anything we can think of, we can put on that site, and we can do it in a way that reacts to the market. We're not bound by the traditional constraints of a simple zoning district. So from our perspective, it's one of the great tools in the toolbox that the city is an SB district, and we're proud that this SB9 district has now expanded to include this property.
And now that we know it's going to happen, when will we start seeing things happen?
Yes, so that's always the challenge. And, you know, as I always say, this what happened and what the city council passed yesterday was the framework, the master plan. Now the hard work begins. And we have to design each individual project within the 14 acres to react to the market conditions and react to what we think is best for this particular site. So we're working on our first project. It'll be a combination of residential, retail, and some office on the corner of Penn and Shady. We will be going back to Planning Commission here shortly to present that project. We're still trying to fine-tune some of the details. You know, it's a tough world out there now. I mean, interest rates are still high. Labor costs are still high. So we're trying to work through all those issues in order to get back to the Planning Commission. So as I told everybody, at, you know, what we said at council, this is just the first step in a multi-step process, you know, with a lot of community involvement. So stay tuned. I can't give you an exact timeline, but we're now highly motivated to get the first project off the ground.
Todd, based on something you said earlier, I just wanted to make sure I understood. So what you're saying is with this plan, if someone wants to bring a startup in or relocate into this zone, you're able to adapt to that and custom build something for them in this area.
100%. I mean, that's really what I think is the beauty of this SB district. So if one of the, you know, Magnificent Seven tech companies wants to come in and build a brand new office building and bring 1,000 people here, we can do it. You know, if a startup wants to come and bring 20 people here, we can do that too. So I think we, and along AI Avenue, and particularly with this site, we can accommodate all kinds of uses. And I think that's, again, what's going to catapult Pittsburgh, you know, into the forefront of this whole new AI economy.
Well, Todd, I'm personally very encouraged about what's going on and your vision for the future and how your team has worked so hard to change the narrative over the years. Thank you. Appreciate the hard work.
We appreciate it. Always happy to talk about it. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. All right.
It.
Good luck. Founding partner and president of Walnut Capital, the investment arm of making that whole Bakery Square. I mean, that's theirs. That's their baby.
You have to be able to run a gauntlet of government stuff, right? And it's a marathon to get these things going, but they've managed to pull it off.
You've got to have the drive. You've got to have the thick skin of an elephant. My dad used to tell me and my brothers, you got to be pachydermis. We're like, what does that mean, Dad? You got to have thick skin to make something like that happen. So that's Todd Reedborg on the Big K Morning Show.